Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
There are a lot of relationships where a partner needs to travel away for work.
That's true.
In the city. I know of a handful myself, and I'm sure you do as well. And maybe you're listening to this breakfast show and you're thinking to yourself, I know that is me. My husband has to travel for work through Africa. He has to travel through the Middle East, to America, to Europe, to wherever. He has to travel to bring money in, to put food on the table. You know, not an ideal situation, but it is one that is needed for you to survive sometimes. And you often wonder, are they okay wherever they are? Are they check in regularly? But the very worst of the worst happened to a family, to Gerco and his wife Shireen, 5 years ago. It's been almost 2,000 days that Gerco van Deventer was taken hostage in Libya and Mali. He was over there as a medic, and his wife Shireen joins us this morning. Shireen, good morning, and welcome to Smile FM.
Thank you, Ryan.
Shireen, I didn't even know where to begin. I mean, it's been 5 years, and do you know, how much do you know about Gerco's current situation?
I know as much as everybody else does at this stage. From what you see on the proof of life videos, that's all over social media at this stage. It's difficult, but at least we got the new proof of life videos, and that's always very exciting and always very positive for us.
How are you holding up? How are you right now? How are you doing? You could be honest with us.
Ryan, you know, it's been so long already. You've learned coping mechanisms. So, you know, we cope. It doesn't make it any easier, though. No. You do struggle daily. Yes. There are things that remind you of your situation. But, you know, unfortunately, life goes on. You have to work. You've got the kids, school, things like that. So you've got your distractions at least to help you carry on through each day.
You are such a strong human being, and you've got to be. And I know you wake up thinking about the kids, thinking about your life and what you have to do. And so you do it. And you learn, as you said, to pick up where you need to pick up and do what you need to do. It doesn't get any easier knowing that your other half, your significant other, is somewhere in the world. But, you know, and on a daily basis, you wake up and you think, is today the day I'm going to get bad news or good news or any kind of news, please? So to that point, does Gift of Givers, who are obviously negotiating his release at the moment, have regular contact with you? Have there been some? Is there some kind of time frame to his release?
They have been in contact with me. They've been absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
Thank goodness they are experts in this field, which really puts me at ease quite a bit.
Yeah.
But there is unfortunately no timeline. We forget it's not a movie that, you know, time jumps and things just happen. These things take time. There's no saying it's going to be a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year. We don't know. We just keep hoping for the best and that we'll get news soon. You know, you have to keep positive and say, okay, we'll get news soon. Just stay positive and carry on, you know, and hope for the best.
Is there any way you've managed to get a message? I know that we've heard, as you've said, you've heard the same things we've heard, but we've heard that Gerco has got no idea about you guys, about his family. Is there a way you've managed to possibly send a message to him through the negotiator to say, please, in your chatting to whoever you're dealing with, that, so please let him know that we miss him, we love him, we're okay?
You know, unfortunately, no. There's no way of making communications with him at all. Very difficult, but we have sent a video to the captors, and we can only hope he saw that we are busy and we are missing him, and that we do still love him, and that we want him home, you know, to give him that bit of hope. But nothing is promised, you know, we don't know. So no, unfortunately, I can't pick up the phone and just phone him and say, hey, love, you know, I miss you and all those things. But, yeah.
Shireen, the toughest thing must be, and I think about this as a parent, it's explaining it to your kids. How do you, I mean, if you don't mind me asking the question, how do you explain it to your kids?
With as much honesty as possible. In such a situation, you need to be as honest, almost brutally so to some degree, that the kids know this isn't a good situation to be in, but it is our situation at this stage. And from there, you help them cope. You talk about it. You discuss it. If they've got questions, they must know they can come to you and talk about it. And the important things are to remember him. You know, talk to them about him, about past experiences, you know, bring up memories, good memories especially, because that eases them into he's still there.
Yes.
You know, they need to know he's still alive.
Yes.
Just that remembering the whole time makes it easier for them to be able to come to you and ask the difficult questions.
Shireen, I hope that you feel the love and the compassion. I know that in the people of the Western Cape are really, we aren't in your situation. We don't know what you're feeling. All we can show is empathy, love and support and prayer and offer that all to you. And I hope somewhere along the line you can feel that in abundance from people that care so much about what you and your family are going through.
Absolutely. It has been absolutely amazing, the outreach of people. People, I don't know anybody, and it warms the heart and it really carries us as a family to know how many people care and how many people pray for us. Those things really carry us through the difficult times. Mm. And I can't tell people enough, thank you. It means the world to me.
Shireen, you're a brave mother. You're a brave wife. We, like I said, we think about you and the family. You're in our thoughts and prayers. And yes to Gerke coming home sooner rather than later. Thanks so much for taking time out this morning and discussing this and being so brave and being there not only for your family, but being there for others. You've been an inspiration to so many other people that have gone through difficult situations. Maybe not the same as yours, but ones that are equally challenging for themselves. And you've shown by your attitude towards life and how you deal with life on a daily basis that you're an absolute inspiration. So, sending love and strength your way, and we'll chat with you again soon.
Thank you so very much, Ryan. It means a lot to me, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks, Shireen. Take care.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.